Well, the International Criminal Court will reportedly take action if it finds any trace of war crimes in the upcoming Iraq War Inquiry report in Britain. But former Prime Minister Tony Blair will be left out of any investigation. Now, the British daily The Telegraph says the ICC has made the point in an official answer to its inquiry. The court has said that Blair's decision to join the U.S. in the invasion of Iraq does not fall within its jurisdiction. The revelation has outraged the families of British soldiers killed in Iraq. The so-called Chilcot Inquiry is due to publish its findings on Wednesday. It's expected to strongly criticize Blair for misleading MPs to gain their support for an illegal war on Iraq. A cross-party group of MPs now say they'll attempt to put Blair on trial for breaching his constitutional duties. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by Abby Jolitz, international human rights litigator. Thank you so much for being with us. What does it mean that it really is not in the ICC's jurisdiction to actually investigate Tony Blair?
Hi, and it's nice to be with you.
Nice to have you.
It is within their jurisdiction to investigate Tony Blair or anyone else that is suspected of a war crime. However, as you may know, that the ICC is a political animal. So they go with countries that have less ability to defend themselves. For example, Africa, Central African Republic, Ivory Coast, those kinds of places. And we've seen it over and over and over again. And sometimes they, or with Kenya. You had the deputy president
right.
Prosecuted. The case was ultimately is going to be thrown out, but it took a toll on his reputation. They made it go on for forever. So it's important to look at what evidence they have. I haven't seen the report. I guess it's due out on Wednesday, July 6th. So once the report comes out, we'll see if they what evidence they've looked at, and what they determine that Prime Minister Blair has or has not done, and then we can more carefully analyze or talk about what the International Criminal Court will or will not do.
Well, just what you've just said, you said on Wednesday, July 6th, it's going to be released. Isn't it interesting that the ICC has already actually said this prior to the results of the Chilcot inquiry being released to the public on Wednesday? Why do you think that they felt that they had to release this statement early to say that they're not going to be investigating Tony Blair?
You're 100% correct. That is a very important point that you make. It appears that they never intended to investigate Prime Minister Blair because they're not they didn't even wait for the report to come out. In my experience with the International Criminal Court, I've conducted investigations and I've watched them procedurally over the last, carefully, since 2005, when I was the first American woman admitted to the International Criminal Court. I have not been impressed with the way that their investigations are conducted. It doesn't surprise
what do you
me at
mean
all
by
that they would
what do you
just
mean
not
by that, Ms.
review
Jolitz, you
the
said,
evidence, but just decide what they were going to do.
What do you mean by that? You have not been impressed. What have you seen?
Well, what I've seen is that they ignore the evidence. They bring in people who are weak, leaders who are weak, who they can get in there, and they don't get any pushback from the international community. And they focus on those leaders. If you look at who the judges are and the way that they become judges and the favors that are exchanged in order for them to get there, if you look at who the lawyers are that work there, both on the defense and the prosecution, you are not going to find anybody that's, for example, tried hundreds of cases all over the world. You're not going to find that. And so when you get a group of people who are don't have at their base good training, it can be extremely problematic. Now, I'm sure some of them are well-intentioned, but that doesn't make up for the very basic deficiencies where people are not well-trained, where they're not experienced. And so when they start to do a criminal investigation, of which I've done many, they undoubtedly miss things. And here, they're not even waiting for the report, for the release of the report. So there are political pressures as well as competency considerations that are at work here.
Thank you so much. I'd love to talk to you. Definitely love to talk to you another time. Hopefully we will get the opportunity to do so. Out of Washington, D.C., Abby Jolis, International Human Rights Litigator.